Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 25 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock here at our studios. 50 degrees, blue skies, and sunshine. And Adam Graybill with me, the executive director of the Montgomery County Family YMCA. Mr. Graybill, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
What a beautiful morning.
Yes.
Beautiful
yes.
morning.
Ecstatic.
Got your workout in?
Not yet.
Oh.
After this.
Do you lift? Do you run? What do you do?
I lift a lot, yeah. Okay. I put a little cardio in at the end twice a week, but for me right now in my weight loss journey, and I will say, I've utilized the Y since I've been there for the last 6 weeks, and I've lost 25 pounds.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's also not having candy dishes in every single office, everywhere you go, like my last job. But yeah, being there, being active, being walking around, and just getting to have a little bit of a workout every so often, it's tremendous for me.
Very cool. So 6 weeks.
Yes, sir.
You've been in the role. How's it been so far? Getting your arms around it, learning the people, learning faces, names. Tell me about how it's gone so far.
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, reaching out and just having conversations with the community and making myself available at the front desk and having my office right there has been a tremendous help. Everybody, obviously, who's been there for 20, 25 years has a different perspective on, you know, where the Y is going and things we should be doing indoors. And I love to hear it because I come from a different background, you know, restaurants and hotels, and I've been in gyms all over the world, but I haven't ran a YMCA. So hearing their perspective as community members and what they're looking for, it has been real eye-opening.
Yeah.
And we're listening and we're making changes. And so far, you know, we've had two events that were wildly successful where last year I was told, hey, we had 15 people show up for Healthy Kids Day last year. And my team was kind of worried the morning of in anticipation. We had over 225 people there on last Saturday for Healthy Kids Day. It was a tremendous turnout by the community. And I would say it was probably 70-30 members to non-members. So people are hearing what we're doing and they're interested and they're coming in to see that we're following through on the promises that I've made to everybody in the community and things I've said. And, you know, it's just really been great to see that by putting that forth this little bit of effort, people are really listening.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
So those events were successful and have been successful. You have events coming up.
Yes.
So maybe you're still becoming aware. The YMCA in the Red Oak community in Montgomery County, what's been here for, I think, 30 years, but in the facility that's now 25.
25, yes.
But it's just kind of part of the fabric of what the community is. Are you realizing that or seeing that?
Yes.
It's very important to people.
It is. And every person I talk to says, we're so blessed to have this YMCA in Red Oak.
Yeah.
Because it is big. It's big for the city. It's big for the community size. We have a Ferrari, basically, at the YMCA. And we just need someone who can drive that Ferrari.
Yeah.
And I think Georgiana and I are the ones who can take this and really run with it. We're super excited. We're coming in with a lot of energy. I wish she could be here, but she's out of town, so I'll bring her next time. But, you know, her energy is infectious, and she's really piloting a lot of these things that are successful for us. Every day when you come into the Y, if you know her, you'll talk to her. She'll ask you what your kid's doing. Do they want to be a lifeguard?
Yeah.
You know, she's always promoting for the Y, and just a fresh face when you walk in the building to really feel welcome. So
let's talk about this because Georgiana's new on staff. She's been involved with the Y at a number of levels, but new on staff. So staffing-wise, overall, how are you staffing-wise at the Y?
Really good. We took a look at the positions that there were when I first came on. We eliminated some positions just due to redundancy and just kind of...
Yeah.
And then, you know, we looked at it and really said, what do we need from the staff here? Are there things that we have assigned to certain people that could be done, you know, as a group of CSRs, and really just slim down the staff? So now I think we're good in most of our positions. We are looking for a part-time evening custodian. Mm-hmm. And then obviously with the pool opening, we're always looking for lifeguards. You know, lifeguards are the lifeblood of that pool, and without them, it's hard for us to open. So those two positions are the ones I have not been able to finalize yet.
Custodians and lifeguards.
Yes,
part-time
sir.
Custodian. Would
yep.
they just stop by the Y if someone was interested? What a great position, though, for I'm thinking someone coming home for summer, college student coming home for summer, high school student. I don't know. What's the minimum age there to be a lifeguard? I'm not sure what that is. But
So lifeguard, I think it's 16.
Okay.
And we do get a lot of summer help.
You want a long-term.
Yeah. And we'll take the kids coming in because they're a huge help. It's just when they go back, and, you know, with the outdoor pool, it's also, you know, that you want to be outdoors in summer. You want to be in the sun. You want to be outside. So getting them to come indoors in our pool, it's sometimes difficult, but that's where Georgiana comes in again. She has all this outreach to help bring in some of those people to help us with those positions that are still open.
Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So it's going well.
It's going great. I'm having fun every single day. Every day brings something new. You know, it's not a boring job where I know I'm going to come in, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z.
Anything could happen, right? And
anything can happen and does.
Yeah.
And does. Yes, sir.
Yep. Let's talk about some of your events. And we are visiting, by the way, with Adam Graybill, who is the executive director of the Montgomery County Family YMCA. You talked about some events that have come and gone and passed, but there's always something else coming, right?
Yes.
What's next on the docket?
So what's next? We have a couple things. We have Plant Bingo coming up on May 1st.
Yeah.
That's the brainchild of Georgiana. Kind of just our first look into running things like bingo and trivia nights, and we're going to do something with Guess the Music. But this is our first chance to try some bingo. We do have quite a few people already signed up for it. It's already gained some momentum. There will be a seed swap. You know, it's just not more than bingo. It's more of a community engagement where we get to talk, we get to get together, we get to trade plants. But the one that we're really making a push for that we have sent out to the community and they have responded very well is our Stars and Stripes Scramble on June 6th at the Red Oak Country Club.
There you go. Golf. Little golf. Yes. How's your golf game?
My golf game is terrible. last Sunday, my son and I went out there to just test the waters, and I am atrocious. So I will be working that day, and I will not be playing golf.
All right.
But, yeah, it's a beautiful course. We were there. It was a little chilly, a little windy, but I can only imagine once the trees get some green on them, and it's a nice, beautiful summer day, it's going to be a phenomenal event at a phenomenal location.
So tell me some of the details about it. You mentioned that it is June 6th. Do you have teams available, sponsorships? What's it cost? Walk me through those details, Adam.
So we do have sponsorships available. We have several different levels. We have an event sponsorship. We have food sponsorship. We have whole sponsors. Each one has an associated dollar amount to it. $500 to sponsor the event. Your name will be on the swag, whatever we decided as. Maybe it's towels, maybe it's golf balls. For $250, you can be the food sponsor. This year, we're going to do barbecue. We are looking for a barbecue company that would like to partner with us and work with us for that event, but we have chose barbecue as our food.
Can't go wrong there.
Correct. And then for a whole sponsor, it's $100. So, there's all entry level all the way up to the event sponsorship. We do have some teams left. We did an early registration for the past couple weeks, which just expired on the 20th, but we're already at 12 teams, which is a tie for what I believe was 2 years ago. So we're already having good traction. So we do have about 6 spots left to get to the 18 teams we're looking for. The cost is $75 per golfer. So if you have a 4-man team, it's going to be $300. And then golf rentals, $25, which we're telling everybody you can pay that the day of at the golf course.
Okay.
Or you could pay us, but it's just easier once you get there just to put your name down and rent it from them. We have a bunch of exciting prizes that we're getting. We have a $10,000 hole-in-one, a lot of flag prizes. And we're coming up with more as we go. The more money we raise, the more of a crazy party atmosphere we're going to kind of have out there, where I hope everyone's having a good time and not taking it like it's an actual tournament where,
Are you going Happy Gilmore on this thing?
Maybe. Who knows? Hey, listen, for enough money, I'll get out there and swing Happy Gilmore all day long. It's really, we want this to be a great inviting thing where everybody is just having a good time. You know, kind of the mission of the YMCA. We like to play golf, and there'll be some guys there that we've talked to that really looking forward to win it. But we really just want to have a good time, and we want people out there having a good time.
You bet. So, and if you go to, by the way, mcymca.com, you can go to the programs, events, and then there's right there, you can register, download a PDF, find out the information there as well. And, of course, I think we have information running on that as well. So, number of the things we've talked about, probably people have heard here on air as well. So, man, I tell you, it's good to see that's happening. Will you top it and cap it hard at 18? Or
I think for this year, that will allow us to have one team start at each hole.
Yeah.
And then if we can...
It gets pretty crowded sometimes when you start getting up there. It gets to be difficult.
So. And then we'll work on different tee times. One team starts, one round starts at 9, one starts at whatever time. But what we really want to do is make sure any of these events that we're able to execute them flawlessly. So for this year, 18 would be a tremendous number, and we would consider that a huge success. So if we get 18, we're going to be extremely happy, and then we can build on it year over year. This will be the first of many, hopefully.
That's awesome. Very cool. Nice to see that. Again, mcymca.com, and you can find that information there. Let's talk about membership. Anything else there before we move to membership?
No, we do have another couple events that I'm super excited that are not posted yet, so you get a little sneak peek.
Tell me about them.
We have purchased a bunch of black lights. So in that, we are going to do a glow-in-the-dark pickleball tournament coming up in the next couple months.
Pickleball
has grown in our community, and we have a lot of people playing, and we have a Picklepalooza this weekend, which will be a good event. But we thought, you know, because what we're hearing is, I don't know how to play. I don't want to play in a tournament. So pickleball glow in the dark will not be a tournament style. It'll just be people dressed up in glow in the dark, black lights, glow in the dark, pickleball lines. And again, bringing the fun where mom can come out with their kids and, you know, we can play as a team, but just have fun.
Yeah.
I don't know when that's going to be. I do know we have everything for it, and now we're going to build it. We also bought some glow-in-the-dark basketballs, glow-in-the-dark volleyballs. So we're really looking to expand this way past. We'll Georgiana will take an idea, and then 10 minutes later, we have 15 ideas. it's just one of those things where it's going to be fun. It's going to be just a good time with no other point than just to have fun with the family. Georgiana came up with a 6-7 splash bash for the kids at the high school for the end of school year. Kind of a, hey, good job, guys. You're out. You're done. I'm trying to figure out how to incorporate the glow in the dark for that and some some neon. And then, you know, the one thing we have year over year is a free membership for seventh graders.
Yeah.
So we really want to make a push to the community to let them know that, hey, if you have a sixth grader who's graduating this year, next year they get a free membership. So get into the YMCA, get them signed up, and each year we have great turnout for it. I just want to make sure that the kids that are coming in are getting the best. I'm starting to build a program. So, you know, that's about the age you want to start working out and lifting weights, but I want to be responsible, you know? So I'm building a class that the incoming group of kids can go through. It'll be led by me. It'll be like an hour and a half, you know, and we'll go through every single machine, give them the ins and outs of it. Cause that's one place I feel you could really get hurt. And, you know,
it is important to be safe.
Yeah. If you do it incorrectly, that's a lifelong traumatic injury. So, giving them the knowledge to how to use this stuff safely. And, you know, we have a lot of restrictions there of like, you got to be so many years old to do this and that. If I can give the knowledge to the children and make them feel comfortable, you know, we can open some of those things up. Now you can be in seventh grade and be up in the weight room lifting, with a purpose, you know, not just running around doing random machines. So again, it goes back to building these things and, rolling them out so that everybody feels comfortable.
Very cool.
Yeah.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to see that. Let's talk about membership.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Yep.
If someone wanted to know more about membership packages, family membership, single membership, senior, youth, talk to me about what's available or how do I learn more about it?
So the best thing to do really, you know, we have a website, but that's just to come into the why.
Yeah.
Because what we want you to do is take a look around. We want to give you a tour of the place, really see what it is. Again, you could look at a website and kind of get a gist of it, but to feel the excitement in there and see the things and talk to us about our plan for the future to stop in. I have a great group of CSRs, which is our customer service representatives, who would love to be able to tell everybody about the memberships and programs. We have a great financial assistance program.
That's an important point I want people to be aware that, because you hear, well, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
You can.
You can.
Because there are programs and assistance available to make it available to everyone, really.
Yes. And my charge is to make sure that everyone can be included. You know, I grew up very poor. My family was unable to provide any kind of financial assistance to help me do anything. So I've been there and I know that feeling, and talking to a lot of the community, that's their feeling too, of like, I want my kid to do this, but I'm a single parent. That's great. And we want you there. Yeah. So I can get creative as a CEO and go, okay, well, we're going to take, you know, we're going to give you this membership for this price. You know, they have to bring in the paperwork to prove that
there's,
you know,
some things there you have to
there
do,
is,
right?
There but is, but it's, there's very minimal roadblocks. it just ensures that we're all on a fair playing field. But my feeling is, no matter what, you know, we do our annual fundraisers. We do a lot with the community to make sure that we can provide for the future, you know, the kids of Red Oak. And that's going to be my big push, is to make sure everyone can be involved no matter what. No limitations. We're going to do some tennis camps this summer. And, you know, tennis rackets are expensive. Balls are expensive. Shoes. So I'm reaching out to partnerships with big corporations and say, hey, I want to do this. And, you know, if a kid doesn't have a racket, can we get these rackets? Can we have these things here? So every limitation that a kid feels, like, I don't want to show up with these old shoes or this old racket. We got you.
Yeah.
We come in. Don't put limitations on trying something new to see if you love it. We're gonna help you cover all that. We're gonna really do everything we can on our end as a YMCA to make sure you can come in and feel comfortable and be ready to go.
Some good things that can happen as a result of those efforts that you're putting out there. And I hope people do take advantage of that and don't just say, oh, we can't do it.
Yeah. And
go explore it, because you can.
Yes.
You can do it.
Yeah. And
there's
just
no
talk to me. You know, I've had several conversations where I've heard in these successful events, if, hey, are you a member? And they say, no, you know, we just, at this time, it's not feasible for us as a family. So I've let them know, they're like, hey, let's, after this event, let's reevaluate. Let's talk about what it really, and again, maybe it is something that they just can't, but if it means I have to put a huge, I'd rather take $5 for a membership than $0.
Yeah.
And I'd rather be that community center that is welcoming to all. And that'll be my big play going forward, is making sure that everybody can be a part of this.
I like it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, as a community center, we have to be there for everybody, not just people of certain economical status. You know, we want everybody to come here. I would rather have you in there throwing a basketball than out on the streets breaking windows. You know?
100%, absolutely.
I want you to be a part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. Adam Graybill with me, the executive director of the Montgomery County Family YMCA. So stop down for membership. There are so many different options available.
Yep.
You really need to stop down and see what's available.
Yeah, there's a lot of levels, you know, family memberships, single parent memberships, couple memberships, and each one has a quantifying discount to it, you know, depending on what it is. And then, you know, if you're over 65, we have a silver sneakers program, which is, it's separated from, you know, you still clock in at the YMCA, but it's a different program. And, you know, if you have certain insurances we partner with, you get a discount for that. So a lot of people don't know all the possibilities, and it would take 5 interviews to get through it all. But we have so many different levels and so many different opportunities that it's just beneficial to stop in, get a quick tour, and talk to someone at the front desk.
Very good.
Yeah.
Adam Graybill with me. And it's down, a lot of people would refer to it as Legion Park, is where the Y is at. But downtown, I think most people know where it's at, down by the fire station down there. What's the actual address of the Y?
101 Cherry Street.
101 Cherry Street.
Yes,
there,
sir.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
What else do we need to cover that we haven't covered, Adam?
Stop
down. I mean, if you, bring me up to date with weights. We've talked about weights a time or two.
Yes.
So what's up with weights?
So we have the grants for the new second phase of the weight room. But when I was looking at the floor plan, I found out quickly that I could buy these pieces of equipment, but I have nowhere to store them or nowhere to put them up. So in talking with the board and members of the community, we've decided that we are going to take the cardio equipment that's currently in the weight room, and we're going to put it in what is our tennis viewing area. The area will still be used for tennis viewing. The one window that looks down all four courts will be left wide open, and then there will be a row behind the cardio equipment for chairs for any tennis tournaments. And we have told the board that if there are tennis tournaments and there's people there, we'll shut down the cardio room for that day.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to pack the house with tennis people, but that will allow me to put several other pieces of weight equipment upstairs. And it would be a shame to just be sitting on this money and not be able to spend it. So, and everyone's been real receptive. You know, that tennis viewing area has been used for many years for tennis and been put to good use. But it's a room that now, over time, is underutilized.
Mm-hmm.
So this will make a great cardio center. It'll be off to the side behind closed doors. So if anyone's uncomfortable about running or jogging or doing anything like that in front of the guys or girls working out, you know, we'll have a separate area now. It's going to have TVs in it. It's going to be really inviting. And then it'll allow us to grow the weight program.
So then you're going to shuffle those out, bring in the new equipment. When's it going to hit the floor and be ready to go?
I'm
yesterday?
Hoping, yeah.
Yesterday,
you know, if there's any electricians out there who would help me figure out the wiring in that tennis viewing area, it would be great. But It looks like I talked yesterday to Precor, the person who's doing our weights, and it's like a 6 to 8 week lead time.
Okay.
So we're at least 2 months out.
Okay.
So even
at a minimum.
Yeah. I mean, at a minimum.
Yeah.
But I think working with an electrician and working with Precor, we could probably get this done hopefully by July. You know, one thing that I really want to talk about, and I won't give all the details, but coming June 1st, my mission since I started is to change the hours of the YMCA and the pool. Right now, during the week, we have the same hours, and Saturday's different, Sunday's different. So I really want to bring value to the membership, and we're going to open up those Saturday and Sunday hours. That's all due in part to hiring a great CSR team, and at the front desk building that team and allowing us to open up the time so that the members who are current members and don't have a 24-hour membership don't have to go in a three-hour window on Sunday. It's going to be opened up. Now, I won't say what that's going to be because we're talking back and forth, but you know, we're going to expand those hours. Same thing with the pool. We have a couple hours open, then we close for an hour, then we open back up. So I really tasked Stephanie, our aquatics director, with building blocks where if you come in, there's only one time that we're actually closed, and then we're open because the community will come in and go, is the pool open?
Yeah.
I really want to be transparent and like, hey, we're going to have it open in these blocks and stick to it. You know, once I make a commitment, we're going to stick to it. So a lot of things are happening, and there's probably a million things that I'm forgetting, but I'll remember month over month.
Yeah, we'll visit again.
Right.
But so keep in mind that June 1st,
yes,
there could be some change in scheduling,
yes,
for some of those, the pool in particular, and the weekend hours.
Yep.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Good deal.
Yep.
What else you got? What else you hiding over there, Adam?
Nothing. Nothing I'm hiding. If you walk into the Y, you'll see the beautiful painting that we've been doing. You know, we livened up the front lobby with some bright orange paint, put a new TV out there with some music. You know, the one thing I noticed when I walked into the Y was it was just quiet, and, you know, you really weren't sure what was happening. So we put some loud orange paint on the front. We got a scent diffuser, so we have a scent in the Y. We have the TV going with some music, so it's inviting. You walk in, and you know you're in a community center. You know things are happening. We also painted our semi-rock wall down the whole hallway. Beautiful, bright colors. It looks like a mountain. And my maintenance guy, Jeff, this week will be putting up rock climbing brackets so little kids can sit there and literally climb the walls across the building. But, yeah, it's just little changes that just took me and my team a couple days to put our mind to it and just make some changes, you know. They're not big changes, but people notice, right, when they walk in, like, oh, what is this? It's a bright orange wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that Adam guy.
Yeah, right.
That's Adam guy.
I'll take the blame for these things, for sure. Love it.
Very good. Anything else, Adam? Adam Graybill with me, again, Executive Director of the Montgomery County Family YMCA. MCYMCA.com is your website. And of course, you have social. I think they're actually a connection here on your website, I think, to your social. Don't hold me to that. I'm not 100% sure about that.
But yeah, and our Facebook is becoming super popular. You know, one of the things we don't have is a huge marketing team or a huge marketing budget. So we really went to what I call guerrilla marketing, which entails our Facebook page, making posts, letting people see the fun things that are happening inside, which hopefully will bring them inside by seeing it. And then just, you know, like I said, being out in the lobby and talking.
Very good. What's the rest of your day hold?
Hopefully go back, get a workout in,
yeah,
and get back to some numbers and advancing this YMCA.
There you go. Enjoy the sunshine.
I will. I'm going to try. It's beautiful outside. A little wet for me, but it's nice.
It's a beautiful day.
I'm excited.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, thank you.
Adam Graybill with me, Executive Director of the Montgomery County Family YMCA.
Let's check in and see what's happening with the markets at this